You're listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZW LP Conroe and 106.1 KCCZ LP Conroe and worldwide at IRLoneStar.com.
And good afternoon. This is Dr. Carlos Sanchez. This is the Hispanic Chamber Connection Radio Program, a show designed for the members and by the members of the Woodlands Conroe Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, the Heights Hispanic Chamber, the Vintage Park Hispanic Chamber, and the Galleria Hispanic Chamber. So there's a whole family of Hispanic chambers, and we are trying to bring them all in. I can explain, but that will take too much time, why we're called so many names. But soon enough, you'll hear the new name that I think we're going to have to sort of form an umbrella name for all this. But anyway, to join the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, or our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, please remember, we are not in any way affiliated with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. In fact, they are them, we are us. Just like in the city of Houston and the greater city of Houston, there are at least 25 chambers of commerce. So there can be more than one chamber of commerce. Just like that, there is more than one Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I think we're probably the second largest Hispanic Chamber of Commerce now, with about 240 members, and we're proud of that. I think it's a great accomplishment. It's a great compliment to our membership that's been referring other people to us, and to hopefully the benefit that they're receiving by belonging to our chamber. So today we have a special guest, special because I think he's a brilliant business person. He's been known to give you some great business advice. That's actually one of the reasons why we asked him to be on the show today. It's Greg Zachary from the Oilery. He's a proprietor of the Oilery. The store here in Conroe, where he and his wife Joanna run the store. Thanks for being on the show, Greg.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I appreciate the invite to be here and spread the word.
Very good. Know? Well, and what word is that? What you have the word right now in the tip of your mouth. I can the tip of your tongue. I can see it. Tell us just a little bit about, well, you don't have to tell us too much because we're going to ask you again, but just go ahead and tell us about the Oilery, if you would, Greg.
Well, the Oilery is America's largest hand bottler of extra virgin olive oil, and we feature 29 flavors of the finest and freshest extra virgin olive oil, aged balsamics, nut oils, all coming from one fourth-generation producer from Italy. He's about an hour and a half outside of Rome, so we have the utmost quality control, and we invite you to come by and sample any and all of our flavors and discover for yourself why the Oilery says we're changing the way America buys olive oil.
Wow, changing the way America buys olive oil. I was talking to, and we're going to get back into this in a moment, because I was talking to someone today, this morning, who was a nutritionist, and she was telling me that so many of us and so many people grow up on other types of oils. You know, to cook, they use lard or they use Crisco or some other cancer-causing agent. And that the purity of your olive oil is really remarkable. I mean, this is a person who's a doctor in nutrition, who happens to know a little bit about what happens to the body when you ingest some of these components, the ones that you buy at the grocery store. So the olive oil that you guys have is directly from Italy?
Yes, that it is. That's the difference between us and a lot of the other folks, is that we have the utmost quality control having one supplier. You know, our founders are over in Italy 3 and 4 times a year, you know, going through the process. So we know everybody very intimately. And then once in a year during the fall, when the harvest is there, they invite new franchise owners over to participate in it.
So you guys going?
I'm not sure if it'll be this year or it'll be next year, because we are the newest franchise. There are some people ahead of us who haven't got to go yet. Mm-hmm. We are looking forward, though, to that opportunity to go over there and take part of the process.
It's a privilege, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Before we go too deep into the Oilery and the makings of your mind, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's coming up.
Absolutely.
The first section we'd like to use the show for is to just inform our members and our listeners what's happening at the Chamber. To remember that you don't have to be Hispanic to be a member of our Chamber of Commerce. Someone was asking me, and if he's listening, this is for you, Joe, because you were asking me, what do we do for our members? Something like, what do you do for Hispanic businesses? And so it's really important just to understand that many of these events are focused on the Hispanic business owner. However, it's really interesting, because if we have 230 or 240 members, 60% of our membership is Hispanic, yet about 80% of those that participate, that those that show up and make noise, are not Hispanic. They're all the gringos. I mean, you know, and it basically, it's a great lesson for people to learn that Americans really do understand networking in a different way than Hispanics do. You know, and so I'm always impressed when I see like you show up and I see other people. We're just talking about Tracy Fowler, a realtor who's been on the show as well, and others who show up and offer advice and offer service, and how that mentality creates business for you. You know?
Oh, absolutely. If you just stand in the sidelines, you're going to get absolutely nothing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Participation is what it's all about. And that's one thing I've also appreciated with you compared to some of the other chambers and other organizations I've been in is how active and hands-on you are.
Mm.
You are very much pro-business, and you also, you know, are always encouraging us to market between ourselves, conduct business among ourselves. You're always preaching that to everybody. And maybe that's
kind of a preacher of sorts.
I was going to say, maybe that's a harsh term, but it's also very accurate because it's something that you're always out there promoting. You know, I still remember when you came to my store, maybe the second, third week, and you found me on my knees cleaning up a spill.
Yeah.
First thing out of your mouth was, well, that's the owner, all right. We know that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came around and you filmed, me doing a tour of the place. And it was great. We got 2,100 hits on Facebook on that.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the president of one of the other chambers in my store.
Mm.
President of another chamber I'm in came in on the opening day, has never been in since.
Sure, sure.
You know, I mean, and that's what we generally get instead. You know, we have someone like yourself who's in there actively promoting the business. And you do this for everyone in your chamber, too. And that's what's really cool about it. You know, it's not like you're doing favorites. You're out there promoting everyone's business because you want everyone who's in the organization to succeed. And you're always reminding everybody to, you know, work among themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also very, very important because as small businesses, we can really generate so much into our local economy by just continuing to promote each other and buy local. That's a lot of what you're about. And that's what's really cool.
I think that we just got a response from one of our buddies that I was saying, okay. So here it is. Check it out. What we do for Hispanic businesses or any business, but we're a Hispanic oriented chamber because that's our name. Obviously, I'm Hispanic, and so it really is a part of our mission. We actually help them audit their marketing first, and we talk to them about what they're doing regarding doing a business versus having a job. You know, and that's it's very common that people that are good plumbers become, you know, I'm going to have a plumbing company, and all of a sudden he just created this giant job. You know, he hated the boss he was working for because the boss was a jerk, and now he's become that boss. You know, he has his own company. So we help them understand the mentality and the difference between having a job and having a business. And you've, I'm sure, seen that there is a difference. I mean, it's a pretty major difference.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, just in my own organization, there are people who run their stores as it's a hobby.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here to make money, but I'm also here to, you know, benefit my clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what we're doing, as you mentioned earlier with the doctor, is that, you know, a monounsaturated fat is very healthy for you, you know, and it's a great alternative. And we are there to educate people as much as we can.
Right.
At the same time, yes, we are looking to make a profit to you know, and keep our business going.
Hey, I've got to tell you this.
Yeah.
I've gone to organizations where making a profit is frowned upon for whatever reason. And I don't stay because I have to tell you, I'm not in business to not make money. Or why would I be in business? I'd rather just work for someone who lets me coast and where I don't have to worry about work. You know, and I'm happy to work if I'm going to be rewarded.
Absolutely.
So the whole idea of money is not the result of the work you're doing is a big mistake. You know, and I see it a lot. I really do. That people have great businesses, but they're ashamed of making money. So they frown upon others that want to make money instead of helping them get better. So look, when you come to the chamber, if you don't introduce yourself well, I will tell you. You're stinking it up, and I'm going to help you fix that because I want you to make money. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk now a little bit more about the things that are happening in the community, Greg.
Absolutely.
And we'll just discuss that in just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
Good deal.
Our talk shows and music shows are looking for sponsors. Want to expand your brand awareness? Reach the hyper-local audience in Montgomery County? Lone Star Community Radio sponsorships accomplish this. Want to see our stats and rates? Check out irlonestar.com/sponsor for more information. Or call in and leave us a message at 936-647-3776 with your question. Get seen on TV or YouTube and heard on our podcast, FM, and internet radio. Sponsor your local radio station with Lone Star Community Radio.
So we're back. We're back with Greg Zachary of the Oilery, a very unique store, a very unique product, a very unique and wonderful service that they have. 29 different types of olive oil. I bet you didn't know that they even existed. But they also have some other products that I think are really interesting that I indulge in when I go. You guys have olive oil chips, garlic chips. They have nachos. What are those chips?
Oh, okay. That's Kurt's tortilla chips.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're very good tortilla chips.
Absolutely.
Also, you have pistachios.
Yes. Three different good flavors.
A lot of our members actually go to the Oilery just for the pistachios. and then you have something else that I think is very unique, Greg. Outside of the herbs and spices and all the olive oil that you have, you also have skincare products. Could you just, before we go into all this, we're going to talk now about the activities coming up. Mm-hmm. Could you give us a little bit on the skincare products? I mean, what are they? What's the deal with that?
Absolutely. Yes, we have a full line of beauty and wellness that is all made with extra virgin olive oil that is sourced out of northern Italy. Hmm. What is really unique about it is that there's no chemicals, so it absorbs in your skin very, very nicely. It doesn't leave a greasy feeling whatsoever. And just, you know, it's just an amazing, you know, how well it absorbs and just how well your skin will feel after it's been finished. There's men's products, there's ladies' products, and they're not overly perfumed also. So like the hand cream and the body lotion can be used by everyone in a household and no one's going to go around smelling like, you know, flowers or anything. It's
right.
Really, really nice and unique fragrances about it. One also is like our shampoos and our shaving cream do not suds up because, again, the lack of chemicals. So, you know, there's a little bit of adjustment to learning how to shave without having that little guide for you and all. But let me tell you, the result, the way your skin feels after you've shaved with this is just amazing.
Wow.
So, yeah. And we have them all ready to sample when you come into store. So check it out.
Especially, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're listening, tomorrow is Administrative Assistant Professionals Day. I can't even say the name. You know, culturally, Hispanics or Spanish speakers, they use secretary. They still use secretary. They don't get involved with this political correctness because it's too confusing. But Americans, okay, so it's Administrative Professionals Day tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Do you guys
have
any specials?
Yes, we do. And we're going to have over 40 different baskets ready for you to grab and go. And if you prefer, we can also customize one for you. But be sure to take care of the person who's taking care of your office. Absolutely. And recognize them during Administrative Professionals Day.
And now baskets, Greg, they contain your products, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes. And a wide variety. I mean, some have one oil and some bread dipping mixes. Others have a full meal put in them, including our just rock solid dessert, our white chocolate covered almonds.
So they're full meal inside of them? Okay, so they have the utensils and all, like a turkey or turkey?
We do not have any meat or produce, but you don't necessarily have to have that to have a full meal. But you'll find pasta sauce, a bruschetta, bread dipping.
You guys offer pasta, too, in your store?
Oh, absolutely.
That's crazy.
And what's really cool is that one of the recipes we have is from the mother of the guy who does all our oils. So that's a third generation. So it is a family business, you know, from Italy that we're doing here as a family, you know, operation in the Woodlands. And that's what's really cool about it.
If somebody wants to view some of these baskets, where do they go? Where can they take a look at some of those baskets that you've got going on?
Well, it's still in a working stage right now, but we're going to have it on Facebook under our shop tab. And yes, all of our baskets will be out by the end of the week, because I definitely want to have our rotation out there, because we're servicing a lot of our area realtors for closing gifts and also just for other gift-giving opportunities. Mother's Day is coming up really soon. Of course, right after that, Father's Day. So this way you can get an idea.
Every holiday is represented.
Absolutely. And that way you can get an idea of what's available. Call me up and say, hey, I want basket A. Yeah, I want basket C, whatever it might be.
You know that May is Mediterranean month.
Yes, indeed.
So here's the thing. Okay, so if I want to call you or if I want to visit you, give me your information. What do I need to do? Who do I need to call?
All right. You're going to give me a call at 936-321-3737. That's going to be anytime Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. We're there Sunday from 12 to 5. And, of course, our answering machine is going to be on. So calls after hours, we'll be sure to get a hold of you, you know, in case we miss you as soon as we get back in. Mm-hmm. And we'll take your order and we can provide shipping if need be for anyone who's out of town.
What if I feel like driving? What do I do?
It's going to be 2400 FM 1488, suite number 500. It's right in front of Jacobs Reserve and right next to the Jones Forest, which hopefully will still be there for our next generations since we're fighting that right now the state of Texas and A&M University. But we're right next to that beautiful, beautiful forest. So
did I just hear that there was something done that they stalled or they're not going to demolish that whole area? That there is. Somebody posted something saying we won.
Yes, I certainly hope that's definitely the end of it, because, you know, as a child, I used to hike in there all the time, and it's a blast. There are some humongous tortoises that are just, you know, in that area. Wow. And there's a protected woodpecker. I mean, come on, folks. This is an urban area, very urbanized, and we need to have natural spots still left.
Absolutely.
And that's a protected area, and we need to keep it that way.
Why would they want to develop it? What is the purpose?
The representative who was promoting the bill said he was fulfilling the wishes of his predecessor. The part I find curious is that he's already served a complete term,
right,
and this is now his second term. So I'm wondering why his predecessor's wishes matter.
Right.
Because I don't believe that would work on a national scale right now. I certainly don't think our current president would ever say that about his other person, you know, the person before him. So that just startles me.
Obama wanted this, so I'm going to do it.
Right. All right. That's the part that startles me. I don't want to really get into a political row.
No.
But it just, the reasoning behind it is baffling.
There you go.
And I'll leave it at that.
Let's change the subject real quick then, Greg. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we have lunch.
Absolutely.
At this place called, it's a wonderful place called Chocolate Passion. You've been there.
Oh, I tell you. And I'm telling you, the chocolates they make, the handmade chocolates, they are just outstanding. The truffles, go for it. And they serve a great lunch. It's a nice little buffet for everyone who's there. I would invite you to come by and check us out. They're Chocolate Passion on North Fraser. It will be an awesome networking opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, and hey, there'll be an oilery basket there for you to win.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can check out the oilery baskets. Then on Thursday, we have at Vintage Park lunch. That's at a place called Spring Creek Barbecue. And that is an event where we feature our members. Our members basically get up and they do a presentation. So we have someone on Thursday from SoulPay. He's a merchant services guy. Actually, he owns a merchant services company. And he's going to be delivering a presentation for our members. It's a special presentation. We don't let people just run off and do presentations. I've been bored to tears too many times at chamber events where I'm not allowing that. They have to submit. And what that means is I will give them a template. And they will speak for as long as, you know, 10 minutes, and they'll be cut off if they speak for more. If they get boring and try to sell, like, too over the top, we'll stop them. Because the thing is, guys, you might as well hear it from me. If you're not selling when you're presenting, it's because of what you're saying. And in most cases, we just get off and just start talking, thinking that we're going to sell to the whole crowd, and that never works. So we stop that. So we're just asking our members, if you want to speak, let us show you how.
And absolutely.
We'll train them how.
Yeah.
No big
deal. That's another benefit of being in this chamber. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to get some sales training.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, all sales is feature and benefits, but it's how you present those features and benefits. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you can do it in a subtle way, you can do it in a harsh way. When you do it in a harsh way, people are going to shut down in a heartbeat.
And normally without training, that's what happens.
Yeah.
People look, oh man, this guy, you know, who wants to hear what he has to say? And so we want to prevent that. We want you to be successful, or at least be open to listening to us give you feedback, because that's what this is all about. I know that people belong to other chambers and other organizations. I want them to go to those organizations and represent as well. That's the whole idea. Okay, so Friday, we have Café Contigo Friday morning. That's at Nazalitas Restaurant. That's a Mexican restaurant out of Sawdust. And that's the breakfast that we've had since the beginning of the chamber, since we started. Yeah. It's just basically a networking breakfast. Go ahead.
What's really cool about it is that these guys provide us a special breakfast menu.
Sure do.
That is just provided just for us. And it's some outstanding dishes. Outstanding dishes. I had the Christmas enchiladas last time. It was just outstanding.
And friends of mine around me, some people like Nora Montalvo, who's with, it's a title company. Anyway. They had menudo, and I don't like menudo, tripe. I just, you know, I can't eat that stuff. But growing up, I guess my grandma made bad tripe or something. I just didn't like it. But these guys, I mean, they devoured it. I mean, everybody around us was eating just real Mexican, authentic Mexican food. So that's Friday morning. Friday afternoon, actually, no, Friday at noon, we have a ribbon cutting with Claudia Da Silva.
Absolutely.
She's a realtor.
Yeah, and that's going to be a very, very good undertaking. I believe at 12:30 is when they're actually going to have, you know, the picture taken. It's going to be catered. I believe it starts at 11:30, going to run to like 1:30, but no later than 12:30 in order to be in the picture. There'll be a lot of door prizes also there, and it's in the Portofino Center there in Shenandoah.
And a big deal that too is that we're going to have. I mean, we always take pictures, but she's going to actually hire a photographer. Was a member of our chamber. See, that's what I like. She's buying a basket from you. She's hiring someone from the chamber to do her photography, and that's what matters. You know, that we learn from each other and that we grow with each other. So that's going to happen on Friday at 11:30 to 1:30. But yes, be there at least, you know, because we're going to feed you. So be there early. But at 12:30, we'll all go outside. And what we do for our picture, always we do two pictures. One is a video. So we videotape the ribbon cutting. And the other one is a still picture. So we propagate that all over Facebook and Instagram, just to be sure that people know that you're doing what you're doing. Because people watch video faster than they'll do a picture, you know?
Absolutely. Video is the future of Facebook, to be
honest
with you.
Did we do that with you guys?
The video, no. But you
I was screwed it up.
But
right?
You had done the video of coming in the store, did the tour, okay, you sure, know, before. Sure. And, you know, hang on. I am mistaken. You did do a video at the end of our ribbon cutting. Yes. Not the actual ceremony, but afterwards, everyone going through their sales pitches.
Oh, that's true.
Yes. Okay. So we did on the interior of the store. You definitely
I remember now.
You know?
Okay.
And the cool thing is that you're always getting no less than 1,000 hits.
Yeah.
And I got 2,100 on the first video. I mean,
people check it out for sure.
Yes.
So when we come back then, Greg, we'll talk more about the oilery. We'll talk more now specifically about some of the things you're doing and how you're going to be helping celebrate this Administrative Professionals Day tomorrow and all that. So we'll be right back in a couple minutes.
Don't forget to download the Lone Star Community Radio app from your Google Play or Apple Store. Bring Montgomery County's community radio with you anywhere with your smartphone or tablet. If you are in the Conroe area, tune in on FM. That's Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1. If you are on the computer, bookmark irlonestar.com as your internet radio station. A Lone Star Community Radio. Broadcasting 24/7 from the heart of downtown Conroe, Texas.
This is Dr. Carlos Sanchez. This is the Hispanic Chamber Connection radio program, a show designed for the members of the Woodlands Conroe Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And today we're talking to Greg Zachary. Greg is of the Oilery, a local business. And Greg, could you tell us a little bit more about the oilery? Just tell us from the very beginning, what got you into it? What is the oilery? What are some of the services that you guys provide? Some of the products as well, if you would, please.
Certainly. Well, I got into the oilery by watching Shark Tank, you know, and that's a long, long story in itself. But hey, I found just a great opportunity on Shark Tank, sent in my application, 572 people nationwide, 58 in the state of Texas applied, and I got the only franchise in the state. So I was very, very pleased on how that worked out. What got me into it was joining a company that had credibility. You know, Kurt Campbell stood up for what he thought was right. He's a salt of the earth kind of guy, and it was just a great opportunity. Been looking for business for myself, and I had the wherewithal to do it. After a few months of what my wife thought was a midlife crisis, she decided to join me as well.
You didn't buy a Corvette, you bought a company.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. And so what's really cool is that we make a great team because we are the epitome of the opposite of tracks. Mm-hmm. We have completely different skill sets, and so we make an awesome team. And so we're a true mom and pop located here in the Woodlands, mm-hmm. Right off of from the freeway. We are 3 miles off of Interstate 45 at 2400 FM 1488, right in front of Jacobs Reserve in that brand new shopping center. And the oilery features 29 flavors of the finest and freshest extra virgin olive oils, aged balsamics, and nut oils, all from one fourth generation producer, a little bit outside of Rome. As we mentioned earlier, his mother also makes our pastas for us. So it's a third generation. So it's an Italian family bringing everything over to, you know, an American family serving, you know, our great clients here in Montgomery County. In addition to the oils, we have 30 different marinades and sauces for barbecues. We have 20 different stuffed olives. We have 125 certified organic spices. I mean, just some awesome, awesome spices. Pastas, pasta sauces, and then, of course, the aforementioned health and beauty section, which is just tremendous. And we've got all this on sample, all ready for you to try before you buy. And that's the beautiful thing about it.
Okay.
Now, coming up with the big holiday tomorrow, and then, of course, also with Mother's Day, we've got baskets made up. Both with our oils, we have our aforementioned food, I mean, our meal baskets, but also we've got baskets made up of the health and beauty. So
could you give us a sense of what these baskets look like for people listening, Greg? What are they?
Well, I've got...
are they like Easter baskets, but instead of eggs, they have olive oil?
Well, a little more substantial than that, okay. Because what I like to do is with our baskets is we like to use something that you can also use after you've used the products. We've got three different colander sizes, a 3, a 5, and an 8 quart that are very popular with our area realtors. That's also in the first meal package. We've got other ones that could be used, say, for the hand towels in your powder room. I want I don't want the basket being thrown away after you take out
right.
everything.
The nice
so,
basket.
Yes. So that's one thing that we really have strived for. And we also are always freshening up, you know, our offerings. We just, I'd say over 15 different new colors have come in the last 2 weeks.
Colors of baskets?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Some very cool enamels, bright, nice colors. You'll be surprised by the new selection if you haven't been in a while.
Why do people purchase the baskets, Greg? What is the impact these baskets have on the recipients?
Well, it's great housewarming, you know, and it's also something that they can use in their life. You know, we put in, you know, I can customize, I can put in some different flavors if you want, but most of the time I'm putting in our most popular ones because I want to make sure that you're giving the gift with confidence and it's also being received. It's going to be utilized.
So you know? Some other companies also buy these baskets in bulk or like a lot at the same time. Could you tell us about that service? How does that work?
Absolutely. I've been fortunate enough to forge a relationship with an area car dealership where just by sheer coincidence, their cars are made the same place our balsamics come from, and that's Modena, Italy. And so every month, this gentleman calls me up and he says, I need 15 of one variety. I need 16 of another. And we've just now taken on the third line that they offer. And we're talking about the local Maserati dealer at Northside Imports. So I'm doing Maseratis. I'm doing Alfa Romeros, which just got reintroduced into the American market after the Super Bowl. And starting next month, we're also going to be producing baskets for their Fiats.
Wow.
So that tells me right there that they've really enjoyed the service that they've gotten from us, and the people who've received them have given them very positive feedback because, you know, we started off with 15 Maseratis 1 month. Now we've got about two lines, and now coming up next month, the third line, we'll be doing over 100 baskets for them, you know, on a monthly basis.
That's excellent. That's great business. And it's great news.
You know, and so very, very pleased by the reception of it, to be honest with them. And then some of those guys are calling us up and getting refills, and we're shipping them to
refills,
them.
Refills, very
and
good.
And that's just outstanding.
So, Greg, if I'm a human resource director and I want to reward some of my managers and some people with some of your baskets, what do I need to do?
Just give us a call at 936-321-3737, and we'll take you through the process. Or, as I mentioned, I'm working on that Facebook shop tab. I will have that out hopefully by the end of the week. That is definitely one of my goals, so that way you can just go on to our Facebook page at the Woodlands, the Oilery Facebook, and find one and pick out a basket and tell us that's what you want. You know,
Greg Zachary with the Oilery. Thanks for being on the show, Greg.
My pleasure.
So we'll continue talking to Greg. This segment we just did was a video segment that we'd like to do for our members because we also, this is going to be on YouTube. The whole thing is on YouTube. It's amazing what they do. They produce a video of this program because YouTube's forever. Well, unless we knock you off. I mean, you know, but in general, YouTube doesn't go away. And so that continues to propagate. You can also use it on your website later. You can use what you just said on your website, but you can also use what they produce at the station, you know, overlooking the great main street of Conroe. We have such sophisticated equipment here. It's pretty amazing, you know.
But I can also send it to my other locations nationwide and show them what they need to be doing in their own local community.
Right.
You know, and the opportunities that we have here in Conroe, Texas.
Absolutely.
So that's a really cool thing, too. So that's going to allow us to get a few brownie points at corporate.
You know? Well, not only that, you know, and I got to tell you, but that's value, though. And, you know, to me, it's really amazing that you can actually do something like that and then continue the services you provide, the things you guys are doing for the baskets, because the baskets are just one piece of everything you're doing. You know, you're out in the community all the time, and so many people know you, and that's been a huge part of your success as well, I'm sure, the networking.
Well, not only networking, but also when you say that we're always getting out there with the community, one of the things that we really want to do at the Oilery of the Woodlands is contribute to our local community.
Right.
We are very, very, very involved in it. I mean, and so much so that let's say we get approached, and we had recently from the American Heart Association. We declined. Mm. And nothing against that one, but that's a national charity.
Sure.
And they've got Exxon and other huge companies. But when the 21 Strong Foundation contacted us to help out Grant Milton, the injured Woodlands football player, we were honored to be asked to bring a basket, and we did. And that was over at the local Mercedes. I understand it got a little over $100. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That little $100 helps, you know, this football player and the other injured high school football players in the state of Texas, because the 21 Strong Foundation is not just for the Woodlands, it's for the state of Texas high school football players. We're very involved with the Bridgewood Farms, which is a local charity helping adults that need a little assistance in their life. It's been around for a good 50 years. Really pleased with that. We strive to help grassroots you know, kind of charities, because I want what little we're able to, you know, participate in is going to have an impact.
And, you know, let me tell you this, that's something for a lot of business owners to understand. When you try to emulate the big companies by doing what they do and following those big giant charities, you're actually making a big mistake because your dollars are not even a drop in the ocean.
Absolutely.
Because these giant companies have major funding for all the charities they do. So you have to follow a small business-minded approach, which is what you're doing.
Absolutely. And it also goes when we just got our brand new shipment of oils over from Italy. Mm-hmm. I had arranged with the Montgomery County Food Bank to receive our unopened product from our first year. Very now, good. Olive oil has 2 years of shelf life. So every oil, we did 110 liters of oil that we dropped off. That's going to go to our local food bank, and then they're going to distribute it out to, you know, the churches and whatnot. They've got another year to use it, right. You know. The other benefit is that that's part of how we ensure that we only offer the finest and the freshest. But the same thing is that we're helping a local community,
absolutely,
you know, benefit their diet. Because you talked about Crisco earlier and other, you know, lard and things. Yes. One of the things we try to do is that we try to educate folks. It's like, hey, that's what they grew up with.
Sure.
I still remember my mother, when I went to my first college apartment, running down the driveway, bringing me an extra can of Crisco. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I already had one. She goes, yeah. No, you're going to need the second one. And sure enough, in October, I needed to open up that second one.
Okay.
But that's what we grew up with.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we have to continue it.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
I also, both my father and my stepfather had open heart surgery at age 60 because of that diet.
Plus, you can't eat now the way you did when you were 20.
That's right.
That's a big mistake, too.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and here I am, 61, and hey, I didn't have triple bypass surgery like, you know, my other two relatives did because we changed our diet.
Sure.
You know, and so monounsaturated fats that we offer with olive oil is just so essential to helping lowering your cholesterol, lowering your blood pressure, you know, lowering your weight. There's so many, lowering your blood sugar.
Let me ask you this, Greg, because it sounds like you know a lot about this stuff, you know, this monounsaturated and poly and all these other things. Do you ever present in front of groups? I mean, do you address social groups or kids like career day and et cetera? Because we do a lot of that.
I haven't done a career day yet, and I'd love to. But I have done a couple of presentations at the Women of the Woodlands Welcome Wagon. I've also at Capital Title Company. No, I'm sorry, Rockland Title Company. Sorry,
there's
folks.
So many. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
And I had a great time at Rockland Capital and enjoyed my time there. And also at one of the area senior citizens. I was invited to go, you know, talk to them also. And so spreading the word is what it's all about.
So if people want to call you, where should they call?
Yes, 936-321-3737. Give me a call, and if I'm not there, speak to my lovely wife, Joanna, and we'll set up an appointment.
Let me ask you this, Greg. You know? This is more personal, but I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do you have a Facebook yourself? Because every time I go to look for you on Facebook, I always get Joanna.
Well, no, it's Joanna's page, and she set it up. Joanna is my IT person.
Okay, so you're not the Facebook guy.
That is it. She does all the IT, and that's also that perfect mesh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the retailer. In June, I will have 47 years in retail. Last Sunday, she had 9 months.
Very good.
You know, but she came from the office environment. But she understands computers so much better than I. So that's her area.
So that's why I get Joanna instead. And I don't mind. I just say, well, where's Greg? Okay, now I know. So 47 years in retail, I mean, that's a tremendous amount of wisdom. I mean, you've been in retail longer than most people have been adults that belong to the chamber. You know, it's just that much experience.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can parlay that. If there's anyone listening to us that want to feature a speaker or someone, a local business person, to come and talk to them about retail or about doing business or having a small business. Remember Greg Zachary,
936-321-3737.
Now, 936, is that what kind of zip code is that? Area code, sorry.
It's here for the local Montgomery County area.
Okay.
There's
so many of them.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a local number.
I have 469.
Yeah.
That's the Dallas one. But it doesn't matter. That's a whole tangent. Okay. I almost forgot to tell you. On Monday, Greg, we're starting again we're going to call it Monday Marketing something or other. It's on Facebook already.
I've already accepted my invite. Yeah.
So this is another benefit, members only. So we're going to just make it exclusive to members, that only members can come in and talk to us about. We sit, as you've seen, a roundtable discussion on business and on different strategies and things people are doing to hopefully drum up some business and reach their goals that week.
Absolutely. You know? What I really enjoyed about it is that, yes, with all the experience I've got, Did we talk about anything all that new? Not necessarily, but you reminded me of things and brought it from the back of my brain up to my forehead, And I mean, it really did. It brought back things, reinforced, you know, some of the things that I've known before. But what was really cool is that it was at a ribbon cutting for Celeste Gomez. And she was saying the reason she's going there was that she was learning so much of it because of all the interplay that we've got between people. So that's sort of one thing where I really enjoyed about it is that you and I would sometimes dominate the conversation, but people were benefiting from our interchange.
But that's how adults learn.
Yeah.
Adults learn that way. They learn by sharing experience, by listening. They don't adults do not learn by being talked to. That doesn't work. So sorry, listeners, that we're talking to you, but you know, at the next time you can Facebook us or page us or call us or whatever, you know, but really the interaction really helps because there's people in our chamber who are not as extroverted or who don't have such a big mouth as you and I do, you know, so they just want to listen to us.
Absolutely.
And as long as things are cordial and as long as it's appropriate, well, I don't mind saying a few things, you know, I don't mind popping bubbles if need be. I know you don't either.
Yeah. So. But it was really cool because that we were speaking, this was before you had started back up, you know, because you had eliminated it for a few weeks there. And she was going, yeah, she missed that because it was something that she was really benefiting from.
It's actually one of the reasons why we're starting it again.
Yeah.
She and a couple others that I know, and I miss it. Here's what happens too, Greg. In groups like that, you end up falling in love with each other in a good way, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you end up really gelling because you're all on the same boat and you start realizing he's going through the same stuff I'm going through. And now he's sort of giving me some advice and, you know, so you start really supporting each other to a very high degree. And that's what groups like that are about. You know?
No, you're absolutely correct.
Because, next Monday.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many things that can go wrong and go right. And we can talk about them and prepare people for them.
Right.
That way we can be proactive as opposed to reactive.
No. But this time now we're really going to focus on marketing. We'll focus on promotion, on different things like that, how we can help each other. And we'll just go from there. So that'll start next Monday. When we come back then, we'll recap, Greg. I have something else I wanted to talk to you about. The detention center here in Conroe, they're going to... The city of Conroe, I think, is going to be building something here. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Cool.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
A Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's radio station with talk, music, weather, and traffic for Montgomery County. Have a question or comment about one of our shows? Want to know how to reach a host? Just contact the station at irlonestar.com. Or call in and leave a message at 936-647-3776. Get involved with your community with Lone Star Community Radio.
Okay, this is the Hispanic Chamber Connection. This is Dr. Carlos Sanchez. I'm president of the Woodlands Conroe Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and a whole family of chambers of commerce. That is the Heights, the Galleria, Vintage Park, and so on and so forth, and growing. So there's 235 of us business owners that belong to this Chamber of Commerce. We are really, really excited to have Greg Zachary here on the show today. Greg is the proprietor of him and his wife, Joanna. They own the Oilery, a specialized store. You know, something that's interesting about being a specialist, Greg, is that in life, in general, those who specialize always are more outstanding. For instance, if you go out and you need a doctor, and when you know what's going on with your body and you need a doctor, you'll always look for a specialist versus a generalist. And always the specialist is the one that always reaps the reward because a specialist has a deeper level of knowledge and can actually serve the public a lot better. That's what I like also about the Oilery, that you guys have such a specialized set of products and services. You know. So anyway, we were talking about some things, but I wanted to just... We have a little section. It was designed by, or actually created by, or invented by Becky Glass. You know Becky Glass? I'm sure you know her.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So hello to Becky if she's listening. Her husband called himself a Chicano. Chicano is a play of words, but obviously it comes off the word Chicano. But it's because it's a person who lives in Conroe but understands Hispanic culture. That's a Chicano. And, of course, Andy Glass couldn't be whiter than white, but, you know, but he's just... He's that kind of guy, right? He's a real positive person. He's really open and everything else. The section on Ask a Chicano, right, that we have today is the result of my being, I was called by a reporter on a national television program asking me what I thought about ICE, which is the Immigration Enforcement Organization here in our country, building a detention center here in Conroe. And so my discussion with her was really, you know, it's economic development. There'll be money pumped into the economy. And from that point of view, it'll be beneficial. Businesses will be okay, which they're okay already. But, you know, there'll be, but what I saw, though, also is that there will be challenges for sure for local law enforcement, for local government, et cetera, because about 40% of Conroe is Hispanic. And a lot of the folks that are Hispanic in Conroe don't speak English. So that detention center is going to signify something pretty traumatic, pretty profound. You know, so I was just curious, what is your take on all this, Greg?
Well, what I'm hoping is that it's going to be a detention center for the area and not just concentrating on trying to clear up just, hey, Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, a regional, you know, kind of center. So that way, you know, if there is a perceived threat, then the government, you know, can do it as they, you know, as the law allows them
sure,
to do.
Sure, of course.
You know, it's just a real tricky kind of thing these days. I mean, it's like people are walking on ice, and, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, it's an unfortunate result of changing times. When I grew up, it was third grade when my schools were integrated, you know.
Wow.
My neighborhood was already integrated, mm-hmm. but then my schools were, you know, and we benefited from it.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
Back in my day, they'd play Jackson 5, Led Zeppelin, mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. come back with Aretha Franklin right after it, and then the Turtles. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. it was great. It was a great time. And when I'd go to concerts, even in the 80s of Aretha Franklin, it would be a completely homogenous, mixed racial crowd.
Right.
I'm seeing us go in a different direction now, and that's unfortunate because America is a melting pot.
Sure.
Always has been. You know, my relatives came from Scotland, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Scotch-Irish.
Sure.
If they had been, you know, not let in, I wouldn't be here right now, you
sure.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing that I think we need to not lose focus of is that America is a melting pot.
Well, and there's something else, too. You know, there's a pretty big assumption that everybody who's Hispanic is an illegal immigrant or whatever, you know, and that's a pretty annoying because I also get, for example, targeted because my name, Carlos Sanchez, right? I get AT&T and other companies calling me in Spanish. Or sending me stuff in Spanish because their assumption is because of my name. They call it, I think, name profiling. There's a whole word for it. It doesn't matter. Bottom line is that's not true. You know, most of the Hispanics that live in America, 45, 46 million, are not illegal immigrants. So it's just one of those things that makes it a little bit unfortunate because as we know, Montgomery County is one of the reddest, if not the reddest, county in Texas. So we're really on that side of we don't like what doesn't look like us. So there's a lot of learning to do, you know, and we're very respectful. I'm mindful of it, and I get it. I understand people have their fears. I'm afraid of them, too, sometimes when they get kind of crazy, you know. It's normal. So I believe it is a normal thing to have, you know, these apprehensions when people or things don't look like you. Because when things look like they're familiar to you, you trust them. So that's normal to not trust some things. But if you don't ask questions, now you're making a mistake.
Absolutely. And, you know, on a national forefront, you can look at the former sheriff of Maricopa County in Arizona.
He's out.
Right. And that's why I say former sheriff. Mm-hmm. You know, you can only put up with some of that for so long. And the voters there finally saw the light.
Finally.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And hopefully it doesn't get to that point here. Right. I mean, if someone has not gone through all that you need to in order to be here legally,
sure.
Then we're gonna enforce the law.
Absolutely.
I understand
that. They know that too,
right? But everyone else, I mean, I even had some relatives who came through when Galveston was, you know, the, you know, Ellis Island of the South.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I mean, they came from Czechoslovakia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we just can't forget that. But mm-hmm. one thing is that we do all have to follow the rules,
absolutely.
Follow the law, come through here, and become a taxpaying benefit to society.
Absolutely, you know? I agree. All right, so let's go back to you. Back to Greg, back to the taxpaying benefit to society that the oilery is. Something I wanted to ask you just real quick about the services you have. We said that tomorrow is Administrative Professionals Day.
Correct.
In general, it's my assistant's day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And, you know, because I have an assistant. She helps me with my stuff, my things. So you guys have some special offers for these folks. Could you tell us what they are real quick again?
Absolutely. Okay. You know, over 40 different baskets are there for you to grab and go. And if you need something done customized, please give us a call today and we'll be happy to take care of that for you. Because tomorrow might be, I'm hoping we'll be a little bit busy. But 40 of them are waiting for you and it's going to start off at $25 and they go up in the 90s. But most of them are very, very economical in that $30 to $40 range. So show that person that is taking care of your professional life how much she means. he or she means to you, you know, and come by and recognize them for this day. Now, that's an important thing about tomorrow is that, you know, oftentimes we take these folks for granted, sure. You know, and this is your opportunity to show them, hey, they are appreciated.
So tell us again how to get there. What's the address, Greg?
Yeah, 2400 FM 1488, Suite 500, right at the corner of 1488 and Carriage Hills in front of Jacobs Reserve. We're 3 miles off of Interstate 45, and right now we're still 3 stoplights. And again, that's going to be that way forever, providing we do not let Jones Forest get developed.
There you go. And to give you a buzz, a quick call, what do they do?
Add 936-321-3737. If you don't find me, you're going to find my lovely wife, Joanna, there, and we'll be more than happy to take care of you and get you all fixed up.
Okay, so right now, baskets are a top of mind for sure. But if you want to, you know, give your admin assistant some pistachios, well, she can take those, or some chips, or some skincare, or spices, or you got all this variety of things that you're offering at the store. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful offering because they're so specialized, they're so unique, and you guys really, really add a lot of color and value to your community. So thanks again, Greg. We really appreciate that you're here. And so if you were to give a small business owner some advice about owning a small business in the next 2 or 3 minutes, what would that advice be for owning a small business?
Well, one, don't be afraid of taking a leap. But also don't be afraid of asking for help. You know, I mean, learn from your mistakes, you know, but put yourself out there. I've worked for people all my life, and it was time and the opportunity was there. So I went for it, and I'm very, very pleased because I don't mind working 7 days a week now because I'm working for myself and working for our future.
Sure.
You know, we even have a nickname. This is our retirement plan, and that's what we call the Oilery. You know, we have a 10-year commitment. We plan on being here 10 years, and then after that, you know, we'll see what the future goes for us. But take the leap. But get out there and use every networking opportunity you can. I was called a BNI, well, let's just say harlot, because I got around. I went to every BNI in the area, from Humboldt to Tomball, Conroe, all the way down to Spring, 35 different ones. Went to 7 different Chamber of Commerce. I went out and I just got the word. I spread it. Go to as many opportunities as you can, tag along, ask questions. But also, when you see a mentor who has, you know, has got some great experience, ask those people. Believe me, they'll love to speak to you about
everybody does
issues.
Well, hopefully, you know? And hopefully you get the right kind of information. So Monday morning, like we said, we have Marketing Madness. We'll come into the office and we'll talk to you about your small business. So this program is produced by the Woodlands Conroe Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, there are opportunities to sponsor. So if you would like some information on that, just give us a call. And the number is 469-879-7398. We'll be talking to Kathy Elias, orthodontist, next week. So tune in for that. Thank you again for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. Greg, thank you for being on the show.
And thanks for inviting me. I really enjoyed it. Thanks
so
much.
We'll talk to you very soon. This is Dr. Carlos Sanchez saying goodbye.
Thanks for checking out this recording from Lone Star Community Radio. Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's community radio station and broadcasted live from Conroe, Texas on IRLoneStar.com and Conroe's FM 104.5. 106.1. Interested in sponsoring this show, being a guest, hosting your own show, then please visit us online at irlonestar.com and check out the Contact Us page. We want to say thank you to our studio supporters, our traffic sponsor, Conroe Americana Music Festival at conroeamericanamusicfestival.com. For more information about the show, please check out the information below in the description.